The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, this is definitely a way to kick things off. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out, AmmunitionDepot.com. Coming up, second hour. We're going to be joined by a guy you've never heard of before. His name is John Stokes. He is the former, one of the founding people with the Ars Technica website. He now is a, he does other things, but he's been writing some articles in TechCrunch, reference smart gun technology. And this is a guy who, he is a gun guy, but he's a tech guy and he's a tech journalist and he's a tech, he's been doing tech for a while. First, who's also a gun guy, and he would tell you that he is a liberal who is a gun guy. So that's coming up second hour. Should be quite interesting. Coming out of California with a K again, the General Assembly, they voted down a proposal 3520 to make May 26th John Wayne Day. They cited a 1971 interview in Playboy where Wayne voiced racist views while excusing the stealing by whites of Indian lands. Supporters pointed out that other Americans had been honored with a day of recognition despite similar views. Assemblyman Luis Alejo was among those against the proposal, claiming, citing a 1971 interview the actor made with Playboy when he was quoted with saying, "I believe in white supremacy until the blacks are educated to a point of responsibility. I don't believe in giving authority and positions of leadership and judgment to irresponsible people." Assemblywoman Lorena Gonzalez also cited the same interview when Wayne defended white Europeans' encroachment on Native American land. "Our so-called stealing of this country from them was just a matter of survival. There were great numbers of people who needed new land, and the Indians were selfishly trying to keep it to themselves." Wayne's support for the anti-communist House Un-American Activities Committee and the far-right John Birch Society were also brought up. After the defeat, Harper said the proposal failed due to the orthodoxy of political correctness. Opposing the John Wayne Day resolution is like opposing apple pie, fireworks, baseball, the free enterprise system, and the 4th of July. I'd kind of like to know what his point was on, you know, at that point. Of course, liberals oppose apple pie because it's fattening, and fireworks because that sounds too much like a gun. Baseball, because that's exploiting workers. Free enterprise, and July the 4th. Racist, sexist, murdering countries shouldn't celebrate anything. And Assemblyman Donald Wagner pointed out that others have been honored despite controversies in their past, mentioning Franklin Roosevelt, FDR, who'd been honored despite his internment of Japanese Americans during World War II. Well, yeah, that was sort of bad. John Wayne Day. The John Wayne Day row comes a week after it was announced the race of former U.S. president and slave owner Andrew Jackson would be removed from the front of the U.S. $20 bill and replaced by freed slave and anti-slavery activist Harriet Tubman. Also this month, Princeton University announced it would keep former President Woodrow Wilson's name on one of its buildings despite calls to remove it because he was a segregationist and held racist views. No kidding. They decided that President Wilson's accomplishments deserve to be recognized along with his faults. See, the liberal icons can forgive their own heroes, or the liberal icons can be forgiven of their sins because they're heroes, and they can have their troublesome views placed in a historical context. Wilson exhibited nauseating racism, and he can be excused because he expanded government. Martin Luther King's communist affiliations are actually celebrated by some liberals. Malcolm X's violent eliminationist rhetoric against whites was justified. Ted Kennedy's drinking, womanizing, and murder of a young girl can be forgotten because of his accomplishments in the Senate. This is the rationale they employ. John Wayne's words at the time were ignorant, but the context of the times puts him squarely in the mainstream of the thinking of the ordinary white America, as were President Wilson's views on race in his time. It's not an attempt to excuse Wayne's words. He should have known better. But a big part of the civil rights movement at the time was to make thinking like that obsolete by educating white America about how hurtful words like that were to ordinary black people, and ultimately how wrong they were. For decades, John Wayne was the face of America to the rest of the world. Not acknowledging that singular fact is a pretty petty thing. Not something that surprises me coming out of California with a K. Not something that surprises me at all. We are in the run-up to the NRA convention now. I will actually make it there on site on the 20th, I think. And I'm going to be at the second call defense booth. If any of you are in Louisville, Kentucky, and you want to come to the second call defense booth, I wish you would. Now, I'm going to be moving about here, there, and yon, but I'll be the bald guy with all trying to set up the camera stuff. And that part of it will that part will certainly come into play. So I'm going to be trying to interview everybody I've ever had on the show the majority of the people that I've ever had on the show, I've never met. The majority of my sponsors, I have never met. So this is going to be a big day for me. I've resisted going to SHOT Show in the last few NRA conventions and any other trade shows. This time, I got to go. I just got to go this time. Can't get around it. I'm starting this hour off with general stuff, as you're going to see. I mean, the next few pieces that I'm going to be talking about, these are all general things, general items, simply because these all lead to a shooting war. Because government has become so malfeasant in the way they execute things. Even our military is being diminished now. Where we were once powerful, although I am not so scared now of ISIS. At one point with ISIS, I was thinking these guys have got to be some really dedicated people. I saw some helmet cam video of them in the middle of a firefight the other day. Did you guys see that? They're like a bunch of clowns. That the way they do things is not surprising because they're not trained. They never trained to do it. But yeah, the DRGO is going to be there. Dr. John's going to be there. I'll be interviewing them on video as well. But, like I was saying, the ISIS guys, they're a bunch of Keystone clowns. I mean, one guy almost, they're riding around a vehicle, and one guy is going to fire his RPG. And with anything that you're going to fire, you have to be, especially with an RPG, you got to know where the back blast is going. You got to know where the missile tip is. You've got to take the safety off of the missile tip and make sure that it's live and a whole bunch of stuff. And they're busy yelling at each other. It's just confusing. Confusion. There's chaos. Chaos and ISIS. And in the end, they get hit by a Peshmerga missile and have to abandon the vehicle. And then one of them gets shot, and the video ends at that point. Not exactly what I expected to find. I expected to find some lions of the desert and... No, just the Three Stooges. That's all I had. We'll be right back.
fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solution. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms. Welcome to the Brotherhood.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, oversalted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
It was only a matter of time. I'll elaborate shortly. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. arms, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out, AmmunitionDepot.com. Occasionally, you'll find an operative in politics that will get out there and be completely candid. And when that happens, they are, of course, attacked by whichever side it's felt they have slighted. And finally, somebody has, I have long suspected this about the upcoming presidential election. I've had a lot of people, I had one listener who'd listened to me for a very long time who was from Arkansas, who was so convinced that Hillary Clinton is like a force of nature and cannot be stopped, that it got on my nerves. It really got on my nerves. Simply because Hillary Clinton is a product of media. She has no substance. She's done nothing for herself. Nothing. Now a Democratic strategist has stepped forward, Dave Mudcat Saunders, and has articulated in his words that he believes Donald Trump's going to beat Hillary Clinton like a baby seal. He also says working class whites who haven't already left the Democratic Party for cultural reasons will do so now for economic ones. He said, I know a ton of Democrats, male, female, black and white here in Southern Virginia, who are going to vote for Trump. It's all because of economic reasons. It's because of his populist message. Now, Saunders has worked with Jim Webb. He helped him get elected to the U.S. Senate in 2006. Advised his very short bid for the presidency recently. He's also been an advisor to John Edwards in his 2008 presidential bid. And he's renowned for connecting politicians to Bubbas, white working class Southerners, if you will. People like me, working class whites in the South, have already departed the Democratic Party for cultural reasons. Well, the working class whites in the North are now deserting the Democrats because of economic reasons. This is the new age of economic populism, man. This is about survival for a lot of people. Hillary Clinton, throughout the Democratic primary, has relied on the black vote. She has struggled to gain support from white men. In the SEC primary, she didn't win over 60% of the white vote in any of the six states. She did, however, gain over 80% of the black vote in all of them. There has been one demographic this cycle that Clinton has lost consistently to Sanders, and that is white men. I know less than half a dozen white male Democrats in my part of the world who are going to vote for Hillary, according to Mr. Saunders. He added that Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump have very similar message. They're just dressed in different clothes. I think you're also going to see a lot of Sanders people jump to Trump. When Sanders entered the primary, he made a pledge to not go negative. This has hurt him. Because even when he barely attacks Hillary Clinton, there's a very strong reaction from the Clinton campaign. When he called her unqualified to be president, Hillary's spokesman, or rather spokeshole, Brian Fallon, said it was a new low. And Mudcat Saunders says this, Hillary hasn't been shot at yet. I hear on TV people talking about Bernie Sanders being negative. He hasn't attacked her. He just tapped on her. Donald Trump's going to take a wire brush to her. And both Trump and Clinton have unfavorable ratings in polls, both at near 60%. Mudcat said, I think Trump can drive her negs to 80%. He thinks Trump will win the general election and said he's going to knock her around like a baby seal. Paul Begala, advisor to pro-Clinton Super PAC Priorities USA Action, refuted this sentiment, telling the Daily Caller, she has taken more incoming fire than a redneck rifle range, and she's still standing. Men of the South. No one better to stand up to than the bully Trump, who's got nothing but air kisses from his weakling GOP opponents. Begala added, I hope Hillary's going to be president. I hope Mudcat picks out a nice dress to wear to the inaugural ball. Mudcat says that Trump will bring up quid pro quo with the Clinton Foundation and foreign nations, something that has not been brought up so far this election by Sanders. One theme that Trump will share with the Vermont senator is knocking Hillary on NAFTA and her support for China's favored nation status in trade. Mudcat told the Daily Caller, I think she's going to have to say NAFTA was a mistake. Favored nation status for China was a mistake. He also added, unless she just says these are all screw-ups, which I question that she will do, there's no way she's going to get working-class people. In Pennsylvania, this past Tuesday, Trump won every county in Pennsylvania and performed strongly throughout the Rust Belt, and Mudcat sees this happening in the general. I don't know how in the hell she's going to win Ohio and Pennsylvania. He added that Virginia, his home state, is definitely a swing state now. It was reported Tuesday that union leaders are worried about Trump's appeal to workers. Richard Trumka, the president of AFL-CIO, said, Trump isn't interested in solving the problems he yells and swears about. He delivers punchlines, but there's nothing funny about them. But Mudcat sees Trump gaining the support of rank-and-file members. It's compelling for working-class people who've always followed their union to hear a guy who's pro-gun and pro-economic fairness. They're going to have to take a long look at Trump when it comes time to vote. So, and there are now polls out where Trump is pulling ahead of Clinton. So, I told you that nobody, you know, Clinton going out and winning, there's a big difference between Clinton winning the Democratic nomination and then getting out there in the general population. Right now, she's in a highly specialized race where only Democrats are going to vote for her. And there's not a big turnout amongst these Democrats. They don't have, you know, the nation economically is, no matter how much Obama says it, the nation economically is slow. We have no growth. As, you know, the biggest cause of middle-aged people now dying, apparently, is them killing themselves because they lose their job in a bad economy. And Clinton, who is trying to run to the far left of everybody on the Democratic Party, can only claim that she wants to go further that way. She can't even claim to want to just double down on those policies. She's got to claim that she's going further. She's going to go further, further, further. So, finally, I have thought for quite some time that the general election is going to be a whole different story from, especially the Republican side. The Republican side is so wound up that they're going to lose their cherished little gigs and their cherished little status that it would actually be good for some of these guys if Hillary were elected. But that's not what's good for the country. And that's what I'm looking for. We'll be right back.
Think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Baseline is good coming off In On My End tonight. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Sarah Saldana, she is the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Director, and she acknowledged last Thursday that sanctuary city policies put federal immigration officers at risk. But she declined to support measures that would force local law enforcement agencies to scrap them. South Carolina Representative Mick Mulvaney said or asked, does the sanctuary city program put your field personnel at more risk than they would be otherwise? This was somewhat of a contentious hearing. She replied, yes, having to go into a jurisdiction into somebody's home when we could have gotten them at a local sheriff's or police department, yes, it does put them at risk. Now, hundreds here in the United States today, hundreds and of cities and counties in the U.S. have the controversial sanctuary city laws, where they are basically ignoring, apparently the only time they ever get to ignore, but they're ignoring federal law when it comes to immigration and immigration enforcement. And These sanctuary city laws prohibit local law enforcement agencies from cooperating with federal agencies in immigration cases. Now, to me, that means the feds roll in there and go all Mississippi Burning on them. That's what that means to me. But what it actually means is that the local agencies refuse to give ICE custody of illegal aliens that the federal agency wants to deport. And in some cases, as we well know, violent, criminal, illegal aliens have gone free. These policies entered the national spotlight last July after a Mexican national with a very lengthy rap sheet killed Kate Steinle in San Francisco. ICE had sought the killer, Juan Francisco Lopez Sanchez, in April after he was released from federal prison, but the San Francisco Sheriff's Department refused to honor the ICE detainer request, citing their sanctuary laws. Mulvaney asked Saldana on Thursday if she supported withholding federal funds or other strategies to force sanctuary locales to start cooperating with the feds. But she said she opposes the idea because local agencies would not respond kindly if the federal government browbeat them over the head. Really? What about the Bundy thing? What was that? Was that okay? The Bundy thing? Saldana? Was it? She said state and local governments don't want the federal government to tell them what to do. Mulvaney asked later in the hearing, so you don't want us to take steps to lower the risk for your own people? And Saldana responded, I'm saying give me an opportunity to get this done. When Mulvaney asked Saldana about the risks that sanctuary policies pose to the public, she equivocated. Does the sanctuary city program put the public at risk? Then she said, at this point, I don't know what the sanctuary city program is, sir. I want every jurisdiction to cooperate with ICE. I will work with you to try to come up with a rational system by which we can improve that situation. Stressing the word rational. I've got the perfect rational solution to this right now. Considering that you have known criminals, known felons being harbored by state and local officials in the name of whatever, I say you ride in there and you take a bunch of handcuffs with you and you make examples of these people. Now, make no mistake about it. If this were, well, I mean, look at Burns, Oregon, when they finally did show up. When they want to move on something, when they know that they have a guarantee they're going to win, they could win. I assure you, ICE, I assure you, federal government, these state and local governments, the city council of San Francisco, they're going to be pushovers. Pushovers. Go right in there with a bunch of, what do you call them? The plastic cuffs, you know, the zip tie cuffs. Take a whole bunch of those. Go to Lowe's and get you some and just go in there and just zip tie each and every one of them. And then if they give you any lip, pepper spray them. And then take them to jail. And let them plead. You violated the law. You were in defiance of the laws of the United States of America concerning immigration. How do you plead? Guilty. Guilty it is. Next. There's your rational solution for that, Ms. Saldana. Now, I really want to know this, though. If sanctuary city policy, which allows criminals to run around because they're illegal aliens, if it is dangerous to law enforcement, what is, it to the public? Especially like in San Francisco, where you've got, San Francisco has, I think, 700,000 or 800,000 adults and 4 concealed carry permits, although there's plenty of cars getting broken into there. But with 4 concealed carriers in San Francisco acknowledged, then it's pretty wide open. I'm surprised there's not more Kate Steinle's there. For all we know, there is. Right now, there is a crime explosion happening, is what I've heard, in San Francisco and in L.A. So, rational. That I'm good with rational, but I mean, rational to me is probably very irrational to them, because I think you ride in there, you go after the sheriff of San Francisco that was in place when Kate Steinle was shot and killed. Because he's the one that allowed the guy to remain at large. And the sheriff gets arrested. And any of his deputies that want to step up, they get arrested. Because they're breaking the law. A sheriff does not get, you know, when there's a law there, he doesn't accept in one case. Okay, if all of a sudden they were to say, we're going to start rounding up dissidents, or we're going to round up the guns, or we're going to put, you know, the FEMA camps are open or whatever, I think at that point, sheriffs have a very fiduciary duty to uphold the Constitution. But as long as they're upholding the Constitution, which says that we are a nation of laws, then, you know, I don't see any issue with that. And if you're out there trying to, you know, they were trying to rationalize when, what's that guy's name with the five names that shot Kate Steinle? What's her name? Juan Francisco Lopez Sanchez. He was making all kinds of excuses as to why he was out. It wasn't his fault. The local sheriff there. I don't know, buddy. You're in charge. If it's not your fault, whose fault was it? So, but to me, it's pretty cut and dried. It's really pretty cut and dried. You know, take copies of the laws as, you know, pursuant to what they're breaking. Read them to them. Lock them up. Get paddy buses. Can't use a paddy wagon. Lock up the entirety of the city councils. The state government. Lock up the entirety of the state government. Let's see how that plays. Somebody do that, please. We'll be right back.
About lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims, we just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
All right. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. President Barack Obama got out there and did his weekly remarks the other day. I'm just going to give this a little bit of setup, and then I'm going to read it verbatim for you so that you can know where he stands. Because during his weekly remarks, he reiterated his alliance with American criminals and his commitment to making life better for those who break the law. You see how much he resents the fact that people who break the law are made to be held accountable and pay their debt removed from society while they're behind bars. So, with no further ado, here is verbatim the president's, President Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama. Here are his weekly remarks. Hello, everybody. Today, there are some 2.2 million people behind bars in America. Millions more are on parole or probation. All told, we spend $80 billion taxpayer dollars each year to keep people locked up. Many are serving unnecessarily long sentences for nonviolent crimes. Almost 60% have mental health problems. Almost 70% were regular drug users. And as a whole, our prison population is disproportionately black and Latino. Now, plenty of people should be behind bars. But the reason we have so many more people in prison than any other developed country, remember, we're always worse than every other developed country when it comes to everything, is not because we have more criminals, it's because we have criminal justice policies, including unfair sentencing laws, that need to be reformed. We know that simply locking people up doesn't make communities safer. It doesn't deal with conditions that lead people to criminal activity in the first place, or to return to prison later. That's because you would have to admit that your policies are a failure, sir. He continues, after all, there's evidence that a 10% increase in the high school graduation rate leads to a nearly 10% decrease in arrest rates. Well, yeah. Education and jobs will go a long way. A 10% wage increase for men without a college degree lowers crime by as much as 20%. Now we're going to start. we're going to take on the. We're going to manipulate the private. You know, the private markets. And a growing body of research suggests that the longer people stay in jail, the more likely they are to commit another crime once they get out. Now, here's why this matters. Every year, more than 600,000 people are released from prison. We need to ensure that they are prepared to reenter society and become productive, contributing members of their families and communities, and maybe even role models. That's why we've been working to make our criminal justice system fairer, smarter, less expensive, and more effective. This week, the Department of Justice will highlight how strong reentry programs can make communities safer. My administration will announce new actions that will build on the progress we've already made. We'll release more details about how we are taking steps to ensure that applicants with a criminal history have a fair shot to compete for a federal job. Okay. We're issuing a new report that details the economic costs of our high rates of incarceration. And we're calling on businesses to commit to hiring returning citizens who have earned a second chance. These are just a few of the steps we're taking, but there's much more to do. Disrupting the pipeline from underfunded schools to overcrowded jails. Addressing the disparities in the application of criminal justice from arrest rates to sentencing to incarceration. Investing in alternatives to prison like drug courts and mental health treatment. Helping those who have served their time get the support they need to become productive members of society. Good people from both sides of the aisle and across all sectors are coming together on this issue. From businesses that are changing their hiring practices to law enforcement that's improving community policing, we're seeing change. Now we need a Congress that's willing to send a bipartisan criminal justice reform bill to my desk. This isn't just about what makes economic and practical sense. It's about making sure that we live up to our ideals as a nation. Thanks, and have a great weekend. Okay. First and foremost, what he's talking about here is like we just had in Virginia. He really wants to see voting rights returned to people who are convicted felons. He basically... See, I'm a military veteran. I have been a military veteran since July the 5th, 1990, when I'd been out of the military for 2 days. When I got out, I had served enough time to where I didn't even have any inactive reserve time left to which the government could call me back. No matter what happens to me, no matter what I do at any given point, all of those benefits that I earned at that time, I earned. They cannot take those away from me. I distinguished myself as a citizen of the United States by putting on the uniform to defend it. However, there are people, they go out and commit crimes. Selling drugs to children is heinous. It's heinous. Getting out and selling and perpetuating the breakup of inner city families. Yeah, black families. That's heinous. And what he's wanting to say is that when they go to jail, after we spend all this money on incarcerating them, they should be allowed to re-enter society and do things like regular citizens do, like vote. But no, we hold the line there. You won't be able to have a gun. This is just like Terry McAuliffe. He got out there and said, no, we're not restoring gun rights to you. We're allowing you to feel good about yourself. This is all about feeling. Are there some drug charges that probably don't deserve to have? I don't know, because I've never lived in that world. I live in the world, when I see a police officer and he's coming up to me, I'm waiting on him to see what he's got to say. I don't want to break the law. If I break the law, it's inadvertent. And then when I find out about it, I want to fix that real quick. Not because I'm afraid of the repercussion, but because I'm law-abiding. Getting out there and trying to force businesses to hire people they don't want to hire in the first place is a little bit like saying you got to bake cakes for people you may not want to bake cakes for. I believe in no shirt, no shoes, no service. And that's up to a business as to how they apply that. Here in the state of South Carolina, a person in a job can get fired for no reason. It's a right-to-work state. They can get fired for no reason whatsoever. You can come in one day, and I can be your employer, and I may not like the way your hair looked. And I may have liked it every other day since you've been here. but I may not like it again. And you are gone. You are out of there. And is that right? Nope. But it is the free market. It is the free market. And that, you know, getting out there and trying to manipulate it to do the government's bidding is a bad thing. And now we're, you know, this is all about them giving them back voting rights. So this is what they're setting you up for. They're setting you up so that he can say, well, hello, everybody, again. I think that the first thing that we could do is allow them to vote. After all, they've been disenfranchised by an unfair criminal justice system. Somewhere out there, a long time ago, prior to Barack Obama, a Congress and a president found the laws that they have broken to be worth writing, and they wrote them. They wrote them, and they signed them, and they became law. States have done it. The feds have done it. Localities have done it. And getting out there and now trying to second-guess them and say, well, you know, this is unjust. Maybe if there weren't so many illegal Hispanics here in the United States, and maybe if you would let the black family reconstitute itself, maybe you wouldn't have that issue. But Barack Obama doesn't give a rip about these guys getting their stuff together. They just want them to vote. That's it. They just want them to vote. That's all they're looking for. And, they want the illegal aliens to vote. They want the convicted felons to vote. Because guess what? Like Mudcat Saunders was saying, a lot of Democrats, black and white, are going to vote the economy, stupid. They're looking at Obama and Clinton saying, it's the economy, stupid. And what you're proposing, Hillary, is more what he's done. And what he's done hasn't helped anything. Coming up next from TechCrunch, John Stokes. We're going to talk a little bit about smart gun technology with a guy who actually did a little research from the tech side. This is Lock and Load.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the false. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you.
Guess what? The trail goes even deeper.
When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy
than you've ever been before.
Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802.
Toolsforfreedom.com.